Who owns all the mortgage debt today?
Banks.
No, the banks China. Don't own any of it anymore. Who owns it?
Well, China.
Well, FHA, FSLIC, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA.
China and Japan, actually. China bought a lion's share of Fannie Mae. They own about 80% of Fannie Mae right now.
Here's how many foreclosures are currently being processed. You ready for this?
Sure.
566,205 foreclosures. Now, that means ultimately that those properties are going to have to be sold for less than the amount that was borrowed against them. That's why they're in foreclosure. Now, what does that mean?
Well, don't worry, Mr. Church.
Mr. Church, please. You're killing us, Mr. Church.
The market's overinflated anyways. They're not worth that much, so don't worry about it.
Here is U.S. unfunded liabilities. Right. Now, this is according to a source that's not Lawrence Kotlikoff, Boston University. So I think that this
Hit me, dealer. Hit me.
Well, United States unfunded liabilities. This only counts Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and retirement. That's not the whole thing. $111,737,426,000,000. Now, what is that number by – what is the unfunded liability by American taxpayer? Are you ready for this? I'm going to hit you with this one.
Sure.
Look. You need to win every night for 4 months on Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune to get this. $923,164 per taxpayer. That's what the unfunded liability is. That's what you, if you're a taxpayer, folks, that's what you are on the hook for what is already on the books. Now
that would be that's the wheel of misfortune, Mr. Church.
The wheel of misfortune.
Holy cow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any worse than this. Look, those banana republics
that cross over $1 million.
Those third world countries, those banana republics that we're always supposed to lament, send all our money and food and 17 cents a day for kids with that have their bellies distended and all that.
And 12 bombs per person, too.
Yes, and 12 bombs per person. That is the state that the American government is in today. And yet, as Doug Bandow writes, you have the alleged conservative party in charge, and they seem to care not.